time now for Kids Q, designed to promote fun and healthy communication between parents and children. It's WCHL's Kids Question of the Week. Kids Q airs every Wednesday and Friday at around 3:30 during the Aaron Keck Show. Presented, as always, by the PTA Thrift Shop and the Youth Works on Main Collaborative, the beautiful community home for some great child-focused nonprofits, Youth Forward, Triangle Bike Works, Musical Empowerment, the Skajaja Fund. They've got Shack Rattle and Roll coming up this weekend, Healthy Girls Save the World, and a whole lot more. And we are joined, as always, on Wednesday by Victor Lewis and Aaron A.J. Johnson from WCHL to help us out with Kids Q today. Guys, how are you?
Pretty good. Great answers to kids' questions of the week.
Awesome. Thank you for taking over on answering that question while A.J. was making bubble sounds into the microphone.
He's always been a slacker.
Hey, y'all ready for Kids Q?
Yes.
Absolutely.
All right, everyone, get around the radio. This is for all. Here is today's question, and it's inspired by our conversation with the folks from the Ackland Art Museum a few minutes ago. They were talking about this in their musings question. I'm going to blow it up beyond the Ackland, though, and just ask about art in general. If you could hang any famous work of art in your living room, what would it be and why?
I am so glad that you're here, Aaron Keck, because you'll be able to tell me this man's name. He's like the dot matrix pop artist.
George Seurat.
Maybe.
No, Roy Lichtenstein.
Yes.
That's the one you're thinking of.
Yeah, that's the one that I want.
Doesn't he train tigers?
No, that's Siegfried Lichtenstein. Sorry. Yeah.
Okay.
But yeah, Roy Lichtenstein, the one who does the pop art like
yes,
comic books.
Yeah. I don't care which one of his, I want one of his.
All right, I like that. I've actually got I went to a Comic-Con down in Charlotte. What's that one? Heroes Con? Is that the one?
Maybe.
Yeah, sure. That's the one down in Charlotte. We went there, and I bought there was this guy who was there who was doing comic-themed riffs on famous works of art, and I bought one of the famous Roy Lichtenstein one of the girl who's sinking in the water and saying, "I don't care. I'd rather sink than call Brad for help." And the way he did it, it was Wonder Twin powers deactivate. so I bought that. I like that one.
Yeah,
so I
like,
actually own that.
I feel like I either want a Lichtenstein or I just need to steal a piece that's currently in the art museum in Raleigh. It's this really sweet Dutch oil painting of a ship in a storm. It's beautiful. It's also like 10 feet tall.
10 foot tall.
It's fantastic.
10 foot tall works of art are really cool to have in your house.
And they're also moderately difficult to steal because, unfortunately,
also
you can't
true.
Just go shoving that down
Tell
your
me
pants.
About it. My trench coat is not that big.
Yes.
I try and I try.
Why is this man coming into the art museum on stilts with extremely long pants?
I'm here to do a business.
You're just three adorable puppies in a trench coat designed, disguised as a human, aren't you?
You caught me. The Air Bud world-renowned art thief. The sequel that we've all been waiting for.
AJ, how about you?
I don't know if there's one particular artist I would go for. Rubens, I would guess.
Okay,
I would like a Rubens
cool.
because most people don't know, not only was he an artist, he also was quite a legitimate diplomat at his time
cool.
in life. Yes,
well,
so he was a
referring to Rubens Studdard. Correct?
I'm not referring, no,
referring
unfortunately.
To Peter Paul Rubens. Nobody remembers Rubens Studdard.
He was
Clay Aiken may very well be listening to this broadcast, yeah. and I don't think he remembers Rubens Studdard.
Yes, the Rubens I'm thinking of wasn't going around trying to get people to vote for ham sandwich. No, this was the actual Rubens.
Peter Paul Rubens.
Peter Paul Rubens.
Yes. Any particular Peter Paul Rubens, or?
I mean, I think at this point, all of them probably were
kind of the same,
legit
yeah.
coin. So yeah, no, I'll take.
Like the idea of getting a really, really big one to make it more difficult to steal. Because I think the obvious answer is, oh, you go with the Mona Lisa, but it's a tiny thing. Like any house guest could just walk out of that, and then you'd be out of Mona Lisa.
I was shocked with how small Starry Night is.
Also true. Yeah.
I was expecting it to be huge, and it was
a
not.
Lot of his are small, actually.
A little bit,
yeah.
Yeah. Van Gogh's, and the Mona Lisa is also super small. If you actually go there, it's like it's behind glass. It's this tiny painting, and there's this incredible crowd of all of the art fans in the world that are gathered around this thing, and everyone's pushing and shoving each other. It's not the best experience. It's fun. You're happy you did it.
And then you've seen it with your own eyes.
And then you've seen it with your own
nice,
eyes, yeah. So I think my favorite artist is Jackson Pollock, so my go-to would be to get that one giant one, the one with the drip painting.
Speaking of artists, did anybody else discover over the weekend during the Super Bowl how weird of a dude Andy Warhol was?
Did you just now discover that weird?
No, I knew he was weird, but it takes it to a whole new level when the man is dipping his hamburger in ketchup.
I dip my hamburger in ketchup.
What is wrong with you people?
You get more ketchup that way.
Northerners.
It's the that's the most normal thing Andy Warhol has ever done.
That is the most normal thing that Andy Warhol has ever done.
Okay, that's fine. That's the most normal weird thing Andy Warhol did. But still, dip the hamburger.
Well, if you slobber ketchup all over the hamburger, then you bite into it and it squirts out the other side, and then you got a mess everywhere. If you dip the ketchup
on the paper that you're going to throw away.
Look, man, you're lucky that Warhol didn't have a whole other human with their mouth filled with ketchup dipping his hamburger in that.
Like, that is actually a decent point.
That was take one of the commercial, I think.
Yeah, it was too racy.
My answer is Ellsworth Kelly, who is a modern artist who does those giant like panels of really bright primary colors, like a big yellow panel and a big red panel, and it just makes the entire room look really, really cool. So that's what I would want.
Also sounds hard to steal.
Also very difficult to steal. So back to Andy Warhol and how weird he was.
I mean, how much further can you go? He was dipping a hamburger in ketchup.
Andy Warhol went a lot further than that.
Oh, yeah.
Andy Warhol went a lot further than that six times before breakfast.
Was he dipping it in ketchup?
Yes, he was.
He was dipping himself in ketchup.
Hey, if you're driving around or if you're at home, wherever you are, whatever you're doing, ask yourself this question, ask your kids this question, see where the conversation goes. If you have some great answers, share them with us on Facebook or Twitter and tag us at WCHL Chapelboro and at YouthWorks on Main, works with an X. Use the hashtag KidsQ. AJ Victor, thank you so much.
Thank you.